rubbed his hands. For, of course, they didn't content themselves with merely hatching out embryos. Any cow could do that. We also predestine and condition. We decant our babies as socialized human beings, as alphas or epsilons, as future sewage workers or future... He was going to say future world controllers, but correcting himself said future directors of hatcheries instead. The DHC acknowledged the compliment with a smile. They were passing meter 320 on rack 11. A young beta minus mechanic was busy with screwdriver and spanner on the blood surrogate pump of a passing bottle. The hum of the electric motor deepened by fractions of a tone as he turned the nuts. Down, down, a final twist. A glance at the revolution counter, and he was done. He moved two paces down the line and began the same process on the next pump. "Reducing the number of revolutions per minute," Mr. Foster explained. "The surrogate goes round slower, therefore passes through the lung at longer intervals, therefore gives the embryo less oxygen. Nothing like oxygen shortage for keeping an embryo below par." Again, he rubbed his hands. "But why do you want to keep the embryo below par?" asked an ingenuous student.
"Ass!" said the director, breaking a long silence. "Hasn't it occurred to you that an epsilon embryo must have an epsilon environment as well as an epsilon heredity?"
It evidently hadn't occurred to him. He was covered with confusion. "The lower the cast," said Mr. Foster, "the shorter the oxygen." The first organ affected was the brain. After that, the skeleton. At 70% of normal oxygen, you got dwarfs. At less than 70, eyeless monsters.
"Who are no use at all," concluded Mr. Foster.
Whereas, his voice became confidential and eager, if they could discover a technique for shortening the period of maturation, what a triumph, what a benefaction to society.
"Consider the horse."
They considered it. Mature at 6, the elephant at 10. While at 13 a man is not yet sexually mature and is only fully grown at 20. Hence, of course, that fruit of delayed development, the human intelligence.
"But in epsilons," said Mr. Foster, very justly, "we don't need human intelligence."
Didn't need and didn't get it. But though the epsilon mind was mature at 10, the epsilon body was not fit to work till 18. Long years of superfluous and wasted immaturity. If the physical development could be speeded up till it was as quick, say, as a cow's, what an enormous saving to the community.
"Enormous," murmured the students. Mr. Foster's enthusiasm was infectious.